It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Attending the Memphis Farmers Market on Saturday mornings has been a favorite weekly ritual of mine since the market first opened in 2006. Over the years, the market has grown in size and vendors have come and gone, but the one constant has been the incredibly delicious locally grown produce, locally raised meats, and hand-prepared foods. Whether shopping at this downtown market or at one of the several farmers markets across town, there are a few things to know before you head to the market. Here are my top 5 tips to help you navigate your favorite farmers market like a pro. Go early for the best selection. Vendors tend to sell out of popular items. Bring your own bags. It's environmentally friendly and the farmers will appreciate it. I have a large flat bottom woven basket that I use. The flat bottom helps me organize my finds, keeping heavy items from crushing more fragile ones. Also, consider having a Tupperware container for delicate items like fresh berries. Have a cooler with ice packs in the car to help keep perishables like meats, cheeses, and eggs fresh on the ride home on a hot summer day. Shop with an open mind, choosing what's fresh and in season versus having a set shopping list. There are lots of treasures to be found at a farmer's market that you won't find at a grocery store. Seek out more than just fruits and vegetables. Most markets have food artisans that sell items like breads, jams, and sweets. Talk to the farmers. They can tell you what's special and unique in their offerings, as well as give you recipes and preparation ideas. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy shopping!
The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, a design studio for the kitchen, bath, and home, specializing in fine custom cabinetry and premium appliances for 50 years. KitchensUnlimited.net. Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at CommercialAppeal.com.